Hello, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
Welcome, this is Elsie.
Angeline, what do you do when you feel sleepy?
我想睡的时候会做什么？I yawn when I feel sleepy. 想睡的时候会打哈欠。可是为什么我现在跟着 Angeline 老师一起打哈欠呢？ Why am I yawning with you?
Why do you want to copy me? I don't know. We'll be talking about an involuntary action, which means something that we can't control, that causes us to open our mouths wide and breathe in deeply. Can you guess what we'll be talking about today?
我们今天的 encyclopedia 要带同学们认识一个不自觉的动作。I know, it's yawning, 打哈欠。
Yes, you're right. Let's take a look at our article.
A plus encyclopedia.
I yawn, you yawn.
Why do we yawn when another person yawns? A. To bond with that person. B. Because yawning spreads germs. C. For good luck. Now the answer is A. To bond with that person.When you see another person yawn, you often catch yourself doing it too. Scientists are still trying to understand why. So far, their studies suggest this is a way to bond or show empathy. It's like laughing or crying. Yawning with other people gives you something in common. But you're probably thinking,I don't yawn to fit in. I can't help it. That's because we learn to copy other people's behavior from such a young age. Most children begin to form this habit around 4 years old. We learn at such a young age that it eventually becomes second nature.
So as usual, our encyclopedia article begins with a question. The question reads, Why do we yawn when another person yawns?
今天我们 encyclopedia 的问题跟 human body 人体有关系哦。而且像是 teacher Elsie 我之前就有同样的疑问，就是为什么别人打哈欠的时候我们也会跟着打哈欠呢？ What choices do we have, Angeline?
So let's take a look at the answers. Is it A...To bond with that person. To bond with means to connect or become closer to another person.
我们先来看看选项 A, to bond with that person. 我们跟着别人打哈欠是为了要跟先打哈欠的那个人建立关系吗？ Bond, B-O-N-D, 是一个动词代表结合的意思。To bond with somebody 就是和某人建立关系。What's the second choice?
Could it be maybe answer B?、Mm-hmm. Because yawning spreads germs. Germs are small living things that cause infections and diseases. So what this answer means is that the germs in a yawn cause a person nearby to yawn too.
会不会是 B 选项呢? Because yawning spreads germs. 因为打哈欠会传播细菌。Germ.G-E-R-M 指的是会引起疾病的细菌哦。相信同学们一定听过 bacteria, B-A-C-T-E-R-I-A 这个字，它泛指的是一般的细菌。What's the last choice?
Or could it be answer C for good luck? We see other people yawning and think it's good luck to copy them.
最后选项 C for good luck. 打哈欠是为了好运。答案一定不是这个。The answer can be C, but I don't know if it's A or B. What do you think, Angeline?
Why can't it be C?
Maybe, for good luck?
Yeah, maybe.
Really?
The answer is actually A, to bond with that person. So luckily it's not because I'm spreading germs to you or whatever. Yeah.
原来呢答案是为了要和别人建立关系哦。虽然我很常跟着别人一起打哈欠，但是我从来没有想过是这个原因耶。Though I always yawn after I see somebody yawns, I never think I do that in order to bond with them.
Yeah, I've never thought of that. like that either. Mm-hmm. Our article says, when you see another person yawn, you often catch yourself doing it too. So this is why we say yawns are contagious. C-O-N-T-A-G-I-O-U-S, contagious. So if something is contagious, it means it can spread.
Mm-hmm.
Flus are contagious because it can spread from one person to another very easily. But did you know smiles can also be contagious? Sometimes you can't help but smile back at a person with a very sweet smile.
文章一开始提到呢，当你看见别人打哈欠的时候，通常会发现自己也不自觉地打了个哈欠。这就是为什么我们会说打哈欠是 contagious 的，也就是呢会传染的。除了打哈欠会传染 ，flus 流感也会传染 ，smiles 微笑也会传染哦。文章当中提到呢 ，catch oneself doing something 代表的是发现自己不自觉地也正。在做某件事 I sometimes catch myself singing in the shower 我有些时候会发现自己不自觉的在浴室里面唱歌
Me too、yeah. Our article says Scientists are still trying to understand why So this sentence means Scientists have not found a definite answer But they do have a theory for that
为什么我们会跟着别人打哈欠呢？文章接着说咯，科学们还正在试着了解原因。What have they found out?
So article says, so far, their studies suggest this is a way to bond, we learned that earlier, or show empathy. Let's first take a look at the phrase so far.It means up until now.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if Elsie and I are watching a movie, I might ask her partway through the movie, Hey, what do you think of the movie so far?
I got it. 到目前为止呢，他们的研究显示，这是一个跟别人建立关系或是展现同理心的方式哦。So far 这个片语呢，是到目前为止的意思。因为有一句话说 ，So far, so good，、代表的就是到目前为止都很好啦。
Yeah, we also see the word empathy in this sentence.Empathy refers to the ability to understand another person's feelings or experience. Our article says, it's like laughing or crying.
文章中 empathy, E-M-P-A-T-H-Y, 这个字呢是同理心的意思。如果你有同理心，那么你就会去了解别人的想法或者是感受。所以文章接着说呢，有同理心就像是会跟着别人大哭。或大笑一样 If we have empathy, we laugh or cry with others.
Right, you're right. Have you ever watched a movie that made you cry? If so, that means you have empathy because you were able to understand why that person was so sad. And as a result, that made you cry too.
I cry a lot when I watch a sad movie.
Me too.
我看电影最常哭了。如果同学也和我们一样，那代表你能感受到剧中角色的心情。也就是你有同理心的意思。当然，看电影不会哭的同学也不代表你没有同理心啦。
Yeah, you have to say that. Our article says, yawning with other people gives you something in common. So if two people have something in common, it means they resemble each other in some way.For example, you and your best friend might both love dogs, and that's why you both, then that's what you both have in common, your love for dogs. So when you empathize with the person, you relate to them, and therefore you have something in common.
文章接着说到呢，和别人一起打哈欠给了你们一个共同点。Two people have something in common, C-O-M-M-O-N, common, 就是两个人有共同点的意思。可能是共同的兴趣，像刚刚 Angelina 老师提到的一起养小狗等等的，或者是呢有共同的价值观。
You're right. And an article says, but you're probably thinking...I don't yawn to fit in. I can't help it. To fit in means to belong. So you might disagree with this theory because you don't yawn to befriend someone. Like, I'm not following you because I want to be friends with you. In fact, we can't even control this behavior, right?
不过呢，你可能在想，我又不是靠打哈欠来融入别人的，我就是没有办法忍住不打哈欠呢。To fit in, F-I-T-I-N, fit in 这个动词呢 是融入的意思，但是呢我们根本没办法控制打哈欠的时间呢，来了就是挡不住嘛，忍不住做某件事，我们可以说 can't help doing something. I can't help yawning. 我忍不住打哈欠，文章用代名词 it, it 来表示 yawning 这件事情哦。
Our article says, so they explain why. That's because we learn to copy other people's behavior from such a young age.
Mm-hmm.
So behavior refers to the manner in which we act or behave.
为什么我们会不自觉地跟着别人打哈欠呢？文章这边提到，那是因为我们很早就学会模仿别人的行为。Behavior, B-E-H-A-V-I-O-R, 是名词，代表行为表现的意思。它的动词 behave, B-E-H-A-V-E, 同学们要一起学起来哦。When do we start to copy other people's behavior?
Our article says most children begin to form this habit around 4 years old.
4 years old?
Mm-hmm. Children learn how to behave. They're watching other people.
Mm-hmm. 原来呢，大部分的孩子在四岁左右就开始养成这个习惯，模仿别人的习惯。Form, F-O-R-M, 是形成、养成的意思。Form a habit, 养成一个习惯。养成什么习惯呢？就是开始模仿别人啦。
And then our article says, we learn at such a young age that it eventually becomes second nature. So eventually in this sentence is an adverb. Actually, eventually is an adverb. And it means in the end. For example, I was caught in the rain, but the rain eventually stopped after an hour.
文章最后说到呢，我们太早就学会模仿别人，以至于最后习惯成自然。Eventually, E-V-E-N-T-U-A-L-L-Y 是一个副词，代表最后的意思。我们也可以用 finally, F-I-N-A-L-L-Y 来代表。What is second nature, Angeline?
So second nature refers to things that you initially had to learn, but after doing it for a long time, it becomes very easy and natural. For example, when you first learn how to use chopsticks, I bet you probably had to think about a lot of things, right? So first, like, am I holding it properly? What do I do when I move my finger? How do I pick up this piece of chicken? Well, now you don't even need to think about it. You can pick up almost anything with your chopsticks.
Second nature 就是第二天性，也就是习惯成自然的意思。例如 Angeline 老师提到，我们一开始学习使用筷子的时候，需要去想该怎么拿、怎么夹，但是久而久之就变成了 a second nature, 习惯成自然了。
We've come to the end of our article. Stay tuned for our wrap up.So in our lesson today, we talked about why yawns are contagious. You might be wondering, why do we even yawn in the first place? There are actually a few theories about why we yawn. Some scientists believe we yawn to take in more oxygen. When we're bored or tired, we don't breathe as deeply as we usually do. Therefore, we yawn in response to allow more oxygen into the blood.
在今天的课程中呢，我们知道打哈欠是会传染的。Yawns are contagious. 不过第一个哈欠是怎么开始的呢？有一些科学家认为呢，我们打哈欠是为了要吸入更多的 oxygen, 也就是氧气。因为在无聊或是疲累的时候，我们的呼吸比较微弱，所吸入的氧气量呢是不够的。Another theory is more related to lungs, right?
Another theory tells us that yawning stretches the lungs and lung tissues.Just like stretching, yawning may be a way to flex our muscles and joints and to increase heart rate and feel more awake. That's why we usually are less tired when we yawn.
Yeah, 原来呢，另外一个理论是打哈欠能够 stretch, 伸展我们的 lungs, 也就是肺脏，进而呢增加心跳来提振精神。Wow, there is really a lot to learn about yawns.
That's all the time we have for now, folks. We hope you enjoyed our show today. See you next time. I'm Angeline.
See you, I'm Elsie.
The kids were as good as gold all day.
The kids were as good as gold all day.
Hey, 又到了小聚会时间 I'm Vina. 如果呢，你今天听到小朋友说 I'm as good as gold today, 到底是什么意思呢？就是要跟妈妈要奖励的时间啦。小朋友今天很乖，一个人不吵不闹，又很乖的时候，你就可以这样说I'm as good as gold today. 我和黄金啊一样好，意思就是说我今天一直都很乖， 妈妈，你是时候奖励我咯。有的时候出门把狗狗寄放在朋友家的时候，我就会这样跟他说， How did my dog behave today? 而我的好朋友啊，就会这样子回答我， As good as gold， 就是说超级乖巧的啦。而今天的小聚会， The kids were as good as gold all day， 就是说呢，孩子们今天啊，一整天都很乖巧哦。Kid 和 child 一样，都是指小朋友，只是呢 child 的复数是 children， 而 kid 直接加上 s 变成复数是很不一样的哦。好啦，让我们再复习一次吧。 The kids were as good as gold all day。 小聚会今天先到这里咯， See you。
The kids were as good as gold all day。
The kids were as good as gold all day。
Chit chat.
Lala, where is my packet of cookies?
Packet? 昨天在路上发的饼干我早就吃完了。
哦，不是啦，我是说我的包裹来了没。
包裹的英文是 package, 不是 packet。
啊？
Lala, did you get a package?
Package? What package? 这个？
不是啦，我说的是那很大很大很大的包裹 package 啊。
Package
到底在哪里？我都不知道。
嗯 ，package 包裹？
可是包裹的英文明明就不是 package 嘛。
So she should have used the term package. A package means a parcel, and it is usually sent by post.所以一般来说呢 ，package 指的就是透过邮件寄送的包裹。For example, come on, let's open the package and see what's inside.
那一般如果我们在新闻有听到有关这个恐怖炸弹的包裹，英文就是
a package containing a bomb. Bomb 就是炸弹的意思哦 ，B-O-M-B。另外呢，刚刚表姐提到的 packet。到底又是指什么呢？原来它是指小包装的商品，像是如果我们到素食店吃薯条的时候，都会要一包番茄酱。
Don't forget to get a packet of ketchup for the French fries。
或是这个喝茶啦，或喝咖啡也要加的糖包，就是 a packet of sugar。好，冬天我最喜欢喝的料理汤包就是 a packet of soup mix。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
因此呢，不要再把 package 跟 packet 这两个相似字搞错喽。package 就是透过邮件寄来的包裹，而 packet 呢，则是通常指小包装的商品哦，像是糖包，我们的英文就是 a packet of sugar。那像素食店我们会吃到的这个小包的番茄酱，英文就是 a packet of ketchup。
Encyclopedia.
I yawn, you yawn.
Why do we yawn when another person yawns? A. To bond with that person. B. Because yawning spreads germs. C. For good luck.Now the answer is A, to bond with that person. When you see another person yawn, you often catch yourself doing it too. Scientists are still trying to understand why. So far, their studies suggest this is a way to bond or show empathy. It's like laughing or crying.Yawning with other people gives you something in common. But you're probably thinking, I don't yawn to fit in. I can't help it. That's because we learn to copy other people's behavior from such a young age. Most children begin to form this habit around 4 years old. We learn at such a young age that it eventually becomes second nature.